We're doing Yechezkel, we're up to what's called the fourth chapter, the fourth pasuk. And Hashem told Yechezkel to take a brick or a stone and engrave in it Jerusalem and then build a siege around it and set it up as though soldiers are around prepared to attack, and then take a metal pan which will represent the wall in between Jerusalem and the soldiers. And you will be there facing the city as though you're facing the city under siege. And then we continue. Pasuk Dalet. Vata shechav al tzidecha hasimali. And you, Yechezkel, you lie on your left side. And that represents Samaria, Shomron, the northern 10 tribes, which were to the left of Judea, because we're always looking to the east. Kedma, Kadima, our faces to the east, and so north is to our left. So the left side represents the states of the north. Visamta et avon beit Yisrael alav. And as you are in pain, because you will stay on your left side, so then this is representative. This pain of you lying on your left side represents the sin of Israel. Mispar hayamim asher tishkav alav tisa et avonam. The number of days which you will lie on your left side, that reflects the atonement for their sins. Hashem says, I'm upset at them, and you will take upon yourself to atone for what they've done wrong. You are bothered by the destruction that I want to bring to the world, so you will partake in bringing atonement to them. Vani natati lecha et shnei avonam. Hashem says, they have transgressed for so many years, and I will consider it less. I'm willing to consider every day that you lie there like a year. Vani natati lecha et shnei avonam. I will consider the years of their transgressions, lemispal yamim, corresponding to the days, shalosh meot vetishim yom, 390 days. Because from the time they entered the land of Israel to the time they were exiled in the days of Hoshea ben Elah, that's the number of years that they sinned. Even though technically there were many more years than 390, the Navi is revealing that they didn't sin every year of their stay in Israel. Venasata avon beit Yisrael. And so you will be able to atone for their transgressions. The Hashem is saying to him, you're not going to last. You're not going to be able to stay on your side for that long. As long as you last, that will be an atonement for them. Rashi goes into the mathematics here, we'll move forward. How you get to 390 years. V'chilita et elem. Veshachavta, you will conclude this period of lying on your left side, and then you will lie al tzidecha hayimani shenit. You will lie on your right side a second time. Venasata et avon beit Yehuda, and then you will do that corresponding to the transgressions of Judea. Remember, the right represents Judea. The right is the south. The left is the north. 40 yom yom nashana yom nashana nitativ lach. You will be there 40 days, and I'm willing to consider your lying there every year will correspond to every day will correspond to a year, because the tribe of Judea sinned for 40 years after the exile of the northern 10 tribes. Ve'el mitzo Yerushalayim tachin panecha. You will face the siege of Jerusalem that you drew, that you erected. When you're lying on your left, when you're lying on your right, you will face that shape that you've made. Uzoacha chasufa, and your arm will be revealed, so to speak, extended against the city. Ve'nibeita aleha. And you will give prophecy about the destruction that's coming to Jerusalem. So if you could imagine an old man, a respected Kohen, lying in the sand opposite, he's created this shape of Jerusalem, and he builds around it a replica of a siege, and then he puts a pan between him and the city, and then he's going to lie in the sand opposite that city for who knows how long. On his left side, and then for who knows how long on his right side. If people hadn't known that he was a prophet, they would have thought he was crazy. Vehine natati alecha avotim. I will bind you, Hashem says, with ropes, which is as though Hashem saying, my commandment is as though I'm binding you. Velo teafech mitzidecha el tzidecha. And you won't turn from side to side. So it's as though I've tied you. And until you finish the time that you're lying there, and however many days he can last. It says it was 430 days. That's a long time. I don't know who fed him during that time. Vata kachlecha, take for yourself chitin, wheat, usorim, and barley, ufol vadashim, and different types of lentils, vidochan vikhusimin, and I don't know how you translate dochan, maybe not sure. Chusmin is spelt. You put this mixture in one vessel, and you will make them into your bread from all these different types, and that's going to be the food you'll eat. The number of days you will lie on your side, 390 yom tochelenu. That's the 390 days we mentioned a minute ago. That's the amount of time you're going to eat that bread. And that's a sign for Judea that when there'll be a siege, they won't have time. They won't have the luxury of discerning and saying, this is wheat, this is barley, this is lentils. They'll eat a mixture of everything. And that's what you're representing. So you'll lie there and eat that bread. I don't know what preservatives he had, how he ate that bread for 390 days. We don't have preservatives today that'll keep bread for 390 days, right? I don't know if he had people make it for him during that time, or it was a miracle. I don't know. 390 days, that's over a year. A year and a month, right? 365 and 25, yeah. That's the literal meaning of what it says here, yeah. I guess he didn't go to shul. What about going to the bathroom? How did that work? I don't know. I don't know if this is to be taken literally. I'm saying, I don't know.
Maybe he did those things and all his free time was spent lying. And he took care of himself and he would spend his day lying.
I don't know. I don't know. Umachalcha asher tochelenu b'mishkol 20 shekel layom. And the food that you'll eat will weigh 20 shekel a day. It's going to be for a 24-hour period. And that's a sign that when there'll be a siege, people will have to weigh exactly how much they're eating. They won't be able to eat in abundance. You'll drink water a sixth of a hin. Hin is a measurement. Again, 24-hour period. You'll eat a cake of barley. And the barley cake that you'll eat will be mixed. You will use human feces to bake that bread, that cake that you're eating. And again, it represents the time of the siege where they won't have any normal fuel. They'll be using human feces to bake their bread. Vayomer Adonai, kacha yochelu v'nei Yisrael et lachmam tamei. Hashem warns them, this is the way the Jews will eat their bread, defiled. Bagoyim asher adichem sham. When they'll be exiled, they won't have the luxury of eating clean bread. They'll be eating bread that was baked on coals that were made of human feces, which is not such a nice bread to eat. Our sages say, you notice that the pasuk calls this bread tamei. And from here our sages say, if you wash your hands and you don't dry them properly, and then you go and you eat bread, so then it's disgusting, right? That little bit of moisture that then ends up on your bread. You've probably experienced this, where someone's gone to the bathroom, washed their hands, comes out with wet hands, and then shakes your hand with their wet hands. And it's gross, right? So our sages say from here we learn that things that are disgusting, things that are uncouth, are also called tameh. And that's why if one were to wash their hands and not dry them, and then continue, it's considered as those hands are still tameh. It's not the same tumah, it's a tameh that's disgusting. That's what we learn from this pasuk. The pasuk calls things that are disgusting tameh. Va'omar. So the Navi says, Aha Adonai Elohim, hinei nafshi lo mutama'a. He says, I have never been defiled. Our sages say, what does it mean, I've never been defiled? Yechezkel was saying he never had an improper thought during the day that led him to spill his seed at night. Our sages say when a person has an emission during the night, so it's usually because during the day he was thinking something he shouldn't have thought about. So Yechezkel says, I've never defiled myself. I've never had an emission. I've never had an improper thought by day, which would lead me to have an emission by night. And from the time I was a lad till now, I've never eaten food that was not kosher, food that was not slaughtered properly. I never ate meat that a rabbi had to give a ruling over it, whether it was kosher or not. I never ate anything there was a question about, let alone something not kosher. So Hashem, you're telling me to eat defiled food? Vayomer elai. So Hashem said to me, Re'ei, behold, natati lecha et sefiei habachar tachat gelelei ha'adam. Hashem says, fine, use animal feces instead of human feces to bake your bread. Ve'asita et lachmecha aleihem. You'll make your bread on that. So that's not as disgusting as human feces. To us, I'm not sure we would know the difference, but they knew the difference. Vayomer elai, Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, hineni shover matei lechem b'Yerushalayim. Son of man, Hashem says to him, this is a sign that in Jerusalem they will no longer have the support of bread. There will be hunger. And that's why people will be worried when they eat, and they'll be careful how much they're eating. V'achilu lechem b'mishkal uvidaga. People will eat bread, and they'll gauge, they will ration their bread. How much weight can I allow myself to eat today? They will eat their bread as they are worried. Maybe there won't be any bread tomorrow. Umayim b'msura uvshimamon yishtu. People will drink their water, and as they drink their water, they will also be confused and worried. What's happening? Leman yachseru lechem v'mayim. Hashem says, I'm warning them because in the days of the siege they will lack bread and water. V'nashamu ish v'achiv v'namaku ba'avonam. They'll look at one another scared. Every person will look at the other and they'll realize it's because of what we did wrong that we're suffering so. But there'll be that fear. V'ata v'nadam. But you, son of man, you have a mission now. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to pick up here, Bezachem, next time.